evening.
Hello. It's almost 9 p.m. I've been awake for so many hours. Yeah, that's true. We have recorded later.
We've definitely done way later. Can you tell my sleepy voice is kicking in?
Yeah. Can you tell that I'm delirious right now?
Addie and I
my brain's
both having a real rough day.
Yeah, we are having a day. I spent 5 minutes in my car just screaming today.
Screaming to music or just screaming?
No, there was no music. Okay. I was just screaming. Like, I exited the parking lot from, like, campus and was on my way back to the dorm. And I was just, like, screaming at the top of my lungs, and it felt so good. But I must have looked crazy from anyone like seeing me like driving by, because I would scream and then go straight deadpan, because I just needed to process my scream, and then like I just kept doing it.
I love that we're the same person.
Yeah, it just needed to happen, man. Sometimes you gotta have a scream.
Oh, I get that. Yesterday, I had a good day yesterday. I'm really fucking in for it tomorrow. I fucked myself. You want to know what I did?
Yeah.
I'll bring us back up with yesterday's story. It's nothing huge, but it involves Paisley, so of course it's cute. But,
yes. Oh my god, of course.
But tomorrow, I'm recording a podcast with Hacked History, and I was so excited about it, right? So, I told him I would do my case, like, I would do the research and do it. I have not even touched the research.
Yay!
Kind of similar to what I did today.
Yeah, but you're good at that though, because like when there will be times, and I think I've talked about this before, where I text Audrey like hours before we're supposed to record, and I'm like, I have a little bit more to do, and she already knows what this means. It means that I'm like not even a quarter of the way through my research. And she's always very understanding. But when you like cram on your research, I feel like you're still able to put so much detail and so much information into it. And then when I cram, I feel like it's like, the man was robbed.
The man was robbed.
And that's it.
My problem is, like, I think we've talked about this, where I don't want to have not enough information. And also, in school, I was such a half-asser. It was so, I don't know how, I literally graduated junior and senior English. Not graduated, but, like, past junior and senior year English with over 100% because I got, like, the extra credits and shit. But
yeah,
never missed a question. All my essays got hundreds. I don't know how. I'd, like, never read the books. I skimmed them briefly. So I kind of learned from junior and senior English. Actually, all of my English classes, because I've always been this way. That it's okay to procrastinate. It's okay to be lazy. Just don't make it look like you're procrastinating and being lazy.
Yeah.
Don't ever ask me for help with essays, because I will give you horrible, horrible. Don't do this, kids, okay? We both sound so not ourselves today.
I know. I feel like my brain feels like it's, you know, when like, I can't even. You know, in like movies when they do drunk scenes and everything's like
woozy,
all warpy and woozy.
Whoa.
That's how my brain feels right now. And I'm usually like, I am excited for today. Sorry, I keep fidgeting.
It's okay. I usually that loud bang that you, it happens every like 5 minutes, and I'm like, I can't edit it out every single time.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
It's my desk thing. My brain feels like it's on super slow mode, and I can't. I'm going to try my best to be able to process the information that you give me.
If you need me to repeat stuff, I will, because I'll probably just, like, slur a bunch of my words on accident.
Yeah, that's okay.
Noticing. Last week, there was a good 15 minutes where she and I, in the middle of recording, just discussed what case I was going to do this week, and then I cut the entire thing out because I was like, I don't want to spoil it. And I decided I wanted to do a haunted object, in this case a haunted doll, but I'm putting a disclaimer here because bad things happen to people who make fun of this doll or are super disrespectful to him. say anything disrespectful. As far as I know, it's only really occurred in person, but I'm not taking my chances here. So this whole episode is not going to be as lighthearted and funny as we usually are. It'll probably go by a lot quicker because we're not going to be able to crack jokes the entire time because I would not like to die.
Agreed.
So today, I mean, I'm sure all of you know who this is. Robert the Doll.
I don't know who this is.
What I'm talking about. So if you're ready, I can jump into it.
I'm ready.
Oh, wait. I didn't tell the cute Paisley story. I took her to the theater.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We started talking about I'm so sorry.
No, I interrupted you. I took her to the theater yesterday. And that was it. I took her to the theater with me when I did some painting for some set. And yep, that's it.
She's a theater pup.
She used to go with me all the time when I worked at my other one.
But, so a good doggy.
Yeah, she very much enjoyed it. I was shocked. Really quick before we begin, can I tell them about what happened with my cardiologist?
Oh my God, yeah, please
because
do.
This is some bullshit, okay? So, I was still seeing a pediatric doctor because of my health issues. I didn't want to get transferred until we got everything sorted out. So, for now, it's as sorted out as it can be, whereas my birthday's in, like, 2 weeks. And I'm going to be 22. I can't see her anymore. So, basically, I cannot ask her for my medication that the cardiologist prescribed me because I'm not her patient anymore.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, I was prescribed this medication by my cardiologist, and he said as long as I'm sending my blood work in regularly from my primary care, that I don't need to be coming in for follow-ups. Well, I called, and I told them I needed a refill, and they were like, oh, that sucks. We're not going to give it to you. And I was like, okay.
So dumb.
Well, my doctor said, my cardiologist said, it's dangerous if I'm not on this medication.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, basically told me that sounds like a me problem and wouldn't even ask him to refill it. And
so frustrating, this whole situation gets me so mad.
I reached out to my primary care because this was at the beginning of February, like end of January, and I just saw my primary care a week ago. So I reached out to her and I was like, can you please refill me for like 2 or 3 weeks just so I can get through to this appointment? And she refilled it for me. I go to this appointment, and the reason I had to go in, they told me I wasn't a patient anymore because I hadn't been in there for 2 years. And so they wouldn't, like, even ask my doctor to re-prescribe it to me, whatever. So I went back in with my blood work and everything. And then I went through, like, an EKG. I think I spent more time with the nurse than I did the cardiologist. I think I spent 3 times the amount of time with the nurse than I did the cardiologist. And that's not even an exaggeration.
So dumb.
I think he spent more time on my EKG, the nurse did, than the cardiologist. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the cardiologist walks in. He's like, I don't understand why you're here.
What the hell?
I was like, because, and first of all, this isn't my doctor. They wouldn't set me up with an appointment with my doctor because he was so far booked out. And I was like, can't you just talk to him? And they were like, no. So I'm seeing this random new guy. He's like, I don't know why you're here. And I was like, what? I was like, I need a refill on my prescription. They wouldn't talk to my regular cardiologist. Basically, he goes on this whole tangent about how my blood work looks good and technically I don't even need to be on this medication, even though my cardiologist 2 years ago told me that it's lethal if I'm not on it. And yeah, he was just a fucking hack. I was like, if you have any idea, first of all, like, my blood work is more similar to a pediatric scale than it is on an adult scale, because 22 is closer to ages 0 to 18 than it is for most people that are in the cardiologist's office at, like, 55 plus, whatever.
Yeah.
And so, it's like, that's why my doctor consulted a pediatric cardiologist. I was like, are you not even gonna...
Because your doctor also knows you. Like, your doctor...
No, that's the thing. It was the first time I'd ever seen him, and he went through, because he treats my mom's cardiology. So the first time I saw him, he's like, I'm going to consult with someone else just to make sure that this is, like, something we do or don't need to be worrying about.
Double checking.
Right.
Which is good.
But this guy was like, we could even take you off this. I'm like, I'm not... You will ask Dr.
No.
My doctor first. I keep almost accidentally saying his name. I'm, like, not trying to expose him. I was like, you can ask my regular cardiologist. I was like, he'll tell you. that it's a bad idea for me to go off it. I was like, you're going to re-prescribe it until I see my new primary care in June. Yeah, so it was this whole thing. I was literally in there for 5 minutes just arguing with him.
So frustrating.
The best part is he's like, you didn't even need to come in today. Your primary care can be taking care of this medication for you.
Ha 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 ha. Thanks for letting me know. Thanks for not communicating that to your front desk, who told me that I needed to go and do this and wouldn't let me just get my freaking medication or talk to anyone. I feel like this happens so much, but the miscommunication is off the charts. Also, I love how he just like expected you to like be like, oh yeah, you know what, I'll stop taking this medication that I've been taking for years based off the opinion of this brand new person that I've never been seen before
blood tests.
Right, exactly. Even though the cardiologist that I've been going to for years and seeing for years has been telling me that I need to do this, that mm-hmm. I need to take this.
Mm-hmm.
Get out. Out now. Go Bye. Sit outside and think Jail. About what you've done.
Jail.
I got a bed ready for you. I'm sorry. It's like a meme that I pictured in my head and I said it. It does not make sense if I just say it. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's perfect. All right. I think I'll actually get into this. I just want to share that. I hate dark doctors, and there's a reason they call that facility Park and Die. That's all I have to say about it.
Oh! That's so awful. That's... Okay, I'm sorry. This might be really mean, but it's kind of funny because most people who, like, have to go see a cardiologist are older. So... Maybe that has happened before.
Well, it's not specifically like a cardiologist office. It's an emergency room.
Oh,
it's okay, an emergency facility with like other specialists.
Yeah. Anyway,
moving on.
I was going to say earlier, I was like, wow, 7 minutes of rambling. We did pretty good. But I wanted to hear that story, though.
Oh, yeah, because I never like told you the whole thing.
Yeah, I didn't hear like the whole thing. I forgot to text you about it. Because I was going through my own shit, but...
I didn't bother you about it for that reason.
I love
really
you so much.
We really get each other.
We do. We really do. I appreciate this duo, this friendship.
I do too.
I feel like we say that every podcast. Every podcast episode, we're so just true. Like... We appreciate each other. Oh, we're so gay. Cute.
I'm not saying that as a derogatory thing. We're both actually just gay. Yeah. So Robert the Doll.
Yes.
We're going to start with his little origin story, like a little Marvel superhero.
Mm-hmm.
So Robert Eugene Otto was born in 1900, and he lived at 534 Eaton Street in Key West, Florida. Robert's parents were wealthy enough to have servants that did everything for them, including raising their child. In the town, they were known to be unkind to their servants.
Mm.
Many people believe... A Bahamian servant who practiced black magic and voodoo handmade a 40-inch fabric doll stuffed with straw. Allegedly, she cursed it before giving it to 4-year-old Robert in 1904 as revenge for how his parents treated her.
Gotcha.
That's all bullshit. Because people will literally make anything up. What actually happened is that on Robert's birthday, his grandfather had gifted him a doll that he bought in Germany.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very different stories. People just do anything...
Complete like, different vibes.
Yeah. So there are a couple things that we could probably chuckle at throughout this. I just want to reiterate, we can not laugh at the doll and we cannot laugh at the little boy.
Okay.
So Robert named the doll after himself, hence the name Robert the Doll.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started going by his middle name, Gene. So Robert was now the name of the doll. Gene was the name of the little boy.
Gotcha.
Gene loved Robert so much that he even dressed him in his own sailor suit, which Robert still wears to this day.
That's so cute.
Isn't it adorable?
I actually love that.
Imagine having a doll that's big enough to fit in your clothes and you're just like, here, buddy. That's so freaking cute. Very soon, Robert and Gene became inseparable, and Gene took him everywhere he could. They often played together on the third floor, and Gene's family often heard them talking to each other, though at the time they thought Gene was making up a different voice for Robert.
Mm-hmm.
So they thought that Gene was having these conversations with Robert, but, like, making a different voice to mm-hmm. pretend that Robert's talking back to him.
Yeah.
That was not the case.
Mm-hmm.
Jean also built Robert his own room in the attic with furniture and toys, including a little stuffed lion that Robert's still holding to this day.
Aww.
Mm-hmm. I believe that Jean made it, but don't quote me on that.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, Jean started acting out or being destructive, but he never got caught in the act. And he always insisted that, quote, Robert did it.
Mm-hmm.
When Jean was 10, he found Robert sitting at the end of his bed staring at him. Shortly after this, his mother woke up to screams of terror and the sound of furniture being dragged, flipped, and thrown across the room.
Wow.
Unsurprisingly, Jean's door was locked, but when she finally got it open, she found Jean curled up in his bed, crying, and Robert at the end of the bed staring at him.
Wow.
The only words Jean could get out were, quote, Robert did it.
Aw.
Neighbors then began to claim they could see through the windows that Robert was walking around when the Ottos weren't home.
Hmm.
The Otto family claimed to have heard Robert giggle, seen him change facial expressions, and caught glimpses of him running around the house. Just for reference, I feel like I need to show you a picture. They make replicas. I kind of want one, but at the same time, I absolutely do not.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame you for that.
He's just so handsome, and I don't feel like I belong in the same presence as he does.
I agree. How tall is Robert?
He's 40 inches.
So
3.5 feet, a little less.
Wow. Okay, wait. I've seen Robert before.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen pictures of Robert before. He's very popular.
So yeah, that's the little lion doll that Jean mm-hmm. gave him.
It's really cute.
Isn't that sailor outfit just like the cutest little thing you've ever seen?
I love it a lot. And it's also in phenomenal condition. As I know. Is Robert. Robert's also in phenomenal condition.
It's 118. The wow. suit is 118 years old.
Wow.
Actually, Robert is too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I honestly do think he's adorable, though. I kind of want to give him a hug. Anyway, off topic. So, I'm not just saying that because I don't want to be cursed. I truly just think that Robert the doll is adorable.
Yeah.
Jean remained best friends with Robert into his teen years. And then eventually into his adult life.
Oh, wow.
So he continued to be best friends with Robert and take him everywhere through his entire life into adulthood. But Jean studied art in New York and Paris. And when he traveled to study, he left Robert behind at the house with his parents.
Mm-hmm.
While Jean was gone, Robert stayed propped up and looking out the window, seeming to disappear on occasion when school children were looking at him as if he were hiding. So he'd play, like, peekaboo in the window.
Mm-hmm.
On May 3rd, 1930, Jean married Annette Parker in Paris. Upon the death of Jean's parents, the couple inherited the house and they moved in. Oh, that's the end of the sentence, sorry. And they moved in. At some point, Jean's parents had put Robert in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
I also forgot to write down because this fact came directly from Robert's current caretaker that I think within like 10, 15 years of Robert being a part of their life, Jean's father and grandfather died.
Gotcha.
And then obviously, as I just said, his mother died and they moved back into the house around like 1945, I want to say.
Gotcha.
Jean discovered that Robert had been stored in a cedar chest in the attic, but he took Robert out and gave him his own room in the house. Jean's wife, Annette, was a little bit problematic. She did not like Robert. And for obvious reasons, that just is not going to fly. So yeah, she fought with Jean about Robert all the time. Robert wasn't allowed to sleep in the bedroom with Jean and Annette. So Jean would go and sleep in Robert's room instead of his own bedroom with his wife.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Annette got fed up and banished Robert to the attic after several occasions of her husband claiming Robert Uh-oh. Did it.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Upon being moved to the attic, Robert would often let himself out, and Jean would find him sitting on the chair looking out the window as if he had never been moved.
Uh-huh.
Jean locked Robert in the attic several times, but he would always end up finding his way back in that chair looking out the window.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand, I think because Jean was his caretaker, Robert wasn't aggressive or angry towards him.
Yeah.
Because from what I understand, he's always been very neutral towards his caretakers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he was nice-ish to Annette or left her alone just because Jean loved her, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's also, like, a respect thing. I feel like if Robert feels respected by you...
Yes.
Then maybe, you know, like, mm-hmm. I don't know.
No, that's 100% it.
And I think because... Jean's wife, you know, was Jean's wife, and because Jean respected Robert and wanted to do everything in his power to give, you know, Robert his own space and let him be involved with the family, that
mm-hmm.
maybe that's why he left Annette alone.
Right.
You know?
Well, the woman who is currently Robert's caretaker, as I was saying, I was watching Deadly Possessions with Zach Bagans, and I told Addie I was actually warming up to him, and she was so shocked.
I'm very surprised.
I was watching the Deadly Possessions episode with Robert, and Robert's caretaker, I believe her name is Corey, was telling Zach that she can say very confidently that Jean knew that Robert was cursed or possessed, whatever you want to say. Because something along the lines of there's no reason for a grown-ass man to be carrying around a doll.
Mm-hmm.
And she thinks that maybe Jean was scared of Robert.
Mm-hmm.
So he tried to befriend him and be the best friend that he could for him.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Jean died in 1974, and when he died, Annette locked Robert in the attic and moved out.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, she died 2 years later.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she died fairly recently after she locked him away.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how she died. I should have looked into that probably, but I did not. A family with a 10-year-old girl moved into the Key West home, and the little girl was excited to find a doll in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
When she started playing with the doll, she quickly told her parents that Robert was alive and wanted to hurt her.
Okay.
She constantly woke up in the middle of the night screaming, as Jean did, because Robert would move himself and the furniture around the room.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So it's a theme. The little girl then claimed that Robert had tried to attack and kill her several times.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Part of me is wondering if he's just like the spirit of a small child, you know what I mean? Because this all seems very...
Yeah.
Not childish necessarily. It just seems like more... A lot of his actions are very playful behaviors.
Yes.
And, like, his anger kind of represents how children get angry, you know? Like,
yes.
Throwing shit and kicking
very
shit.
Very big feelings.
Yes, yes, yes. So I'm wondering if maybe that's it. There was another theory that I heard a little while ago that... And I don't know why I never mentioned this, but... Or didn't write it down or whatever until now, but... There's a theory that Jean had loved Robert so much when he first got him, because the spirit stuff didn't really start happening until a couple years after.
Right.
And so it's kind of theorized that maybe Jean had accidentally manifested
mm-hmm.
a spirit inside the doll.
Yeah.
And it could have just been all of
his
negative energy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or just a part of him that he didn't know yet or whatever, and by that point, because a part of his soul was attached to the doll, he became so attached to Robert.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, that's another theory. I have absolutely zero clue where Robert's spirit would have come from, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and I think because, I mean, he was so close to Robert to name him after himself, you know what I mean?
Right. It's like his twin, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the twin brother you always wanted but never got, you know?
Yeah.
And he even let him wear his sailor uniform and everything, and he made him furniture and stuffed animals. And
right. Was Jean an only child?
I believe Jean had a sister.
Okay.
Yes. Actually, Jean had three siblings. I found him on Find a Grave because I was trying to get some information on when his parents died so I could line up the timeline. I believe he had three siblings.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he was probably just lonely because it didn't seem like his parents were very present.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
And, you know, having a servant kind of raise you, it was more
it's
of
not
a,
the same as yeah. a parent raising you.
Yeah. Like, he had a personal servant, so to speak, but maybe he just wanted to care for something the way that he was never cared for, and that just manifested sort of energy.
Yeah.
I honestly don't feel any one way or another about Robert. I think that he has his emotional ups and downs like most people.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, I feel like his feelings are valid.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. What I personally like about Jean, and specifically, like, Jean's relationship with Robert, is that he was a good friend to Robert throughout his entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And he always tried to be a good friend to Robert, and I find that heartwarming. I don't know why, it just...
Mm. Robert was a piece of him.
Exactly, and, like, everybody craves, you know, a best friend. Everybody craves
like us. That.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's all I had to say. I don't know. I probably had another thought, but it's gone for me now, so.
I don't know. I feel like, and this is a lot of what I say on this, if I wouldn't lie. Like, I'm not going to make shit up just because I'm scared of being cursed. I truthfully think that a lot of people are just scared of Robert because he's misunderstood, as cheesy and corny as that sounds.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
You know, I'll get there, but he does have specific rules if you go to visit him or talk to him. And it's like, all right, you're not following his rules. He has the right to be angry.
Right, but it's like boundaries.
Exactly.
With people too.
Like, he's setting boundaries. If you cross his boundaries, yeah, you're screwed. That's your problem.
Right.
I think he's just misunderstood. I think he maybe needs to talk to somebody, you know? So that was I told you the little girl's story. She claimed that Robert had tried to attack and kill her several times. Mm-hmm. I think he was probably looking for her to be his new caretaker, and she was too scared of him.
Mm-hmm.
So the girl's mother, Myrtle Reuter, became Robert's caretaker.
Okay.
She corroborated most of what Jean had said because she too had seen Robert move around. She would find him in a different room than when she left him. He'd appear and disappear like he was playing hide and seek again. And Robert's face also seemed to change when anyone said anything negative about Jean.
Mm. Loyal.
Yeah. And you saw the picture of him, so it's not one of those dolls that... I mean, obviously it was over 100 years ago. It's not like those baby alive dolls whose faces change and cry and scream and are terrifying and horrible. You know, his face is pretty stationary. Like, his facial features are very stationary, so I don't...
Mm-hmm.
It takes something outside to be able to move it, you know what I mean? It's not just going to do
exactly
it on its own.
What you mean.
So, yeah, Robert gets very, very upset when people say anything mean about Jean. So after having Robert for 20 years, Myrtle donated him in 1994 to the Fort East Martello Museum in Key West, where he still lives to this day. So he has a home. Is that the clip I gave you?
Yes. Sorry. I need to do something
I
don't fall asleep.
I should buy like Play-Doh or something.
Yeah, okay. I need a bunch of fidget toys.
It's believed that after Robert left the house, Annette's spirit came back to guard the room Robert stayed in to protect the house.
Okay.
Which is another reason I think that she may have been cursed.
Gotcha.
The house is now called the Artist House. Mainly, I believe it's because Jean was an artist. He did paintings and stuff. He would always paint with Robert.
Yeah.
He would always paint in Robert's room.
Yeah.
So they spent a lot of time together. The artist house is now a bed and breakfast. And Robert's room and the attic are where people hear some pacing back and forth and feel like they're being watched.
Mm.
Going back to Robert, because the artist house, I guess, is its own attraction, so you can definitely visit that. I'm not sure about all the hauntings. It just wasn't really relevant to the story.
Right.
So going back to Robert, he's stored in a glass case in his sailor suit, sitting in his chair, and holding a lion stuffed animal that Jean had given him.
Aww.
A recent discovery was that Robert was made by the Steiff Company, the first toy maker to make a teddy bear in honor of Theodore Roosevelt.
Oh, gotcha.
So that kind of corroborates the fact that his grandfather got, or Jean's grandfather got Robert in Germany.
Right.
Robert wasn't intended to be a toy, but part of a window display of clowns.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So at his time in this museum, Robert has pulled many pranks with the staff and caretakers. One employee who locked up for the night turned off all the lights, but being the first to return the next morning, found the light near Robert's case on, along with some other lights around the room.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a different position than the night before, and he had a new coat of dust on the bottom of his feet.
Mm. Little prankster.
Little prankster.
He's prankster, though.
He's just scared of the dark.
I don't blame him.
I know. Imagine being just, like, stuck in a glass case in a giant room, and it's pitch black.
Yeah.
I'd turn on a light, too. That's valid, Robert. That's valid. Multiple employees have also reported that as they walk past... I love this one. As they walk past the case, they hear tapping on the glass, and when they turn around, they find Robert's hands pressed against the glass.
He's just saying, hey.
He's
like, I'm here. Don't forget about me. Did you forget something?
I know. You did not say hello to me when you came in. It's like Paisley.
That's like, that reminds me of when you, like, I don't know, when you come home and you, like, briefly, like, say hi to your dog or something, but, like, the dog still needs more attention,
yes.
So they'll, like, paw at you.
Yes. Yeah, no, because that's, I'm pretty sure I did, like, as I was saying that, I was thinking Paisley, I might have said it, I'm not sure, but.
No, you didn't say it.
Oh, okay. Anyway, that's Paisley.
Yeah.
At night, people will hear footsteps from the empty room his case is in.
Mm-hmm.
His facial expression is also known to change drastically in an instant.
Mm-hmm.
And I did see one video a little while ago, a couple months ago, that he blinked. And it's very faint to see. It's almost like he has clear eyelids like reptiles have.
Yes. Yeah.
And you have to look very closely. But I saw it and I was like, holy cow. So that it was actually really cool to watch. But so, as I said, Robert has some rules. He has some boundaries. So if you do visit, there are some precautions you need to take or you will not have a good time. So you are to be polite and kind to him. And if you want to take his picture, you have to ask before you do it. Valid.
Mm-hmm.
I screamed at a woman at a party a couple months ago for trying to take
my picture. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's common decency.
Yep. If you don't ask him and you try to take the picture anyway, your camera may malfunction, but the worst possible outcome is you will be cursed. Just because you ask for a picture does not mean you have permission. So a lot of people think that if they go in and they say, hey, Robert, can I take your picture? It's automatically a yes.
Right.
They think, oh, me asking is like a warning that I'm going to take his picture. That's not how it works. So if Robert stays completely still, it means, no, you cannot take my picture. But he is known to tilt his head to the side, and that means you have permission to take his picture. And you will not be harmed.
Yeah.
Those who have been rude or impolite to Robert or taken pictures without his permission have suffered the consequences. They've been in accidents, been dumped by their partner, and experienced some random occurrence of death or disease within like a week.
Mm-hmm.
When this happens, people send in apology letters to Robert, and he gets between 1 and 3 a day on average.
Wow.
That's how many people don't learn their lesson.
Respect people's boundaries, though.
Right?
Yeah, like, respect his boundaries. Come on.
If you don't take anything away from this, or if you take one thing away from this, it's please, for the love of God, fucking respect people's boundaries.
Yeah.
Please. That's all I have to say. People often send him candy and money to bribe him into forgiveness. And then I also read on a it wasn't a museum website. It was an interview with Corey, who is his caretaker. She was like, yeah, a couple of people have sent him joints, and, like, I don't know what to do with that. She's like, we're a museum. Like, you can't just be sending joints in the mail.
No. No.
I don't think Robert would know what to do with that.
No. I think Robert's also a child, so.
Yeah, most likely. I think he is. We don't know too. For sure, but. Yeah, so they send him candy money to bribe him into forgiveness. I mean, I guess it works because people are still sending apologies and stuff. I guess he forgives them if you apologize, mm-hmm. but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, I haven't heard. I've heard more I disrespected Robert stories than I disrespected Robert and apologized and now I'm okay stories.
Yeah.
So, as I said, I watched Deadly Possessions and that was there's only one season of it, but Robert's in the first episode. And so Zach interviewed a woman who photographed Robert without his permission a couple years prior to this interview. And she was telling Zach that within a week, she got in 2 car accidents and had such a bad fall that she broke her back.
Wow.
So then Zach set her up with Robert and she went in and she apologized because at first she said being in the same room as him just felt so just horrible. And then
mm-hmm.
as soon as she apologized, she started sobbing and she said it just felt like this huge weight was lifted off her shoulders and she feels like everything's less heavy. There was one guy that I was reading up on Reddit. I looked at a couple stories on Reddit and he said he pissed off Robert because he was making fun of his wife for being scared of him.
Hmm.
So this guy's like,
hmm.
LOL, you're scared of a doll. And then Robert's like, LOL, you're scared of me? Or you're not scared of me? I'll give you something to be scared of.
Yeah.
When they went to leave, their brand new car wouldn't start. They had had it for like 6 months or something, he said.
Yeah.
AAA came to test the battery. It was completely dead. But when they went to change it, the battery connectors had crumbled apart.
Oh my gosh.
Like, just completely eroded and disintegrated.
Yeah. The power that Robert holds. Just the power. This is why you don't...
This is why we respect boundaries.
People. Yeah, exactly. Like,
Robert, honestly, the bad luck that he gives people for disrespecting him is the power that I wish I had.
Yeah, me too.
There's the character in Deadpool 2 whose superpower is having good luck.
Yeah.
I want the opposite. I want to be able to give people bad luck. Oh, she can't give good luck. She just is lucky. Never mind. You guys, it's too late. I'm so tired, guys. Okay. The last story that I have is that someone else on Reddit had asked Robert if they could take a picture, but he never tilted his head to give them permission. And they took the picture anyway and sent it to all of their friends on Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, their car's windows had been smashed from the inside out.
Oh my gosh.
So they weren't bashed in.
Yeah.
All the windows except for the windshield were bashed from the inside of the car going out. All the glass was on the outside of the car.
Yeah.
Nothing from the car was stolen or even moved off the seats. Just the windows were smashed.
Right.
I don't know if they went and apologized, but
let's hope for their sake.
I hope they did because they had they were French, so they had to go to the airport and take like an 8-hour flight back to France after that. I'm like,
I hope you
damn well went back into that fucking museum and apologized.
Yeah.
The last note I have is just some pop culture references. Robert was the inspiration for Chucky.
Oh, okay.
And he has his own 5-movie series called Robert.
Oh.
I think the movies were from 2015 to 2019. They made one a year.
Oh, so recently.
Yeah. So I was thinking about watching them, and then I was like, if it's a bad movie, I'm gonna just be so disappointed.
Yeah. Wow. Super interesting. I love that. I love cases like this because this is our first time doing a haunted object, so it's just really interesting to me.
Yeah. Haunted dolls are very common because they have, obviously, like, facial features and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's easier for communication and, like, to connect with an object. It's just easier. I don't know. I kind of started this episode a little bit nervous I think also I, that other doll that I'm not going to mention her name, because if you even hear her name, like, you will get sick.
Mm-hmm.
It happened to me. I heard her name without even knowing what happened, and I almost threw up. But
mm-hmm.
I kind of got very anxious about her story, and then not necessarily projected it onto Robert, but almost gave me that same anxiety, and I felt like, yeah, it really wasn't necessary. So I'm feeling a little bit better coming out of this, also knowing that you agree that it's not necessarily a malicious thing. It's just he has boundaries, yeah, and people are crossing, yeah, them.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I hope you guys can agree. I'm not going to be mad if you don't. But I do think, you know, when you're talking about Robert or visiting him or just anything to do with him, just be respectful. Because, yeah, the worst thing you can do, the thing you have to be afraid of is being mean to him. And that's,
yeah,
you know,
not him himself.
Yeah. There's a lesson to be learned today. And yes. It's respect boundaries. Be polite.
And ask for consent.
Yes. What else? Oh, don't send joints in the mail either.
Yeah, don't do that. No.
All right. I think that is everything.
Okay.
I'm glad you liked that.
So let me get my... What'd you say?
I'm glad you liked that.
Yeah, no, I liked it a lot.
Did you actually? Or are you lying to me?
No, I'm not lying to you. I don't lie. I liked it a lot.
I know.
It's really interesting. Very different.
Yeah.
And especially because I didn't know his backstory or anything before today. So it's nice to know a little bit more about him, because I've seen pictures of him, mm-hmm, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they make replicas of him, but, like, do I want one?
It's a little, should I do the, our outro thing?
Yes, but also, do you want to shout out True Criminals? Because they just tagged us on Instagram.
Oh. About, oh, yes,
the,
yes, yes,
the show you just did.
I'm so sorry.
No.
My brain, again, today's not the day. Yeah, I was on True Criminals yesterday. I recorded yesterday. I spoke a little bit about some silly little stories from my previous college years and high school and stuff. Eric was super sweet. His wife was his co-host this week. They were very nice. They laughed at my jokes, which I appreciated. And I had a good time. So, yeah, if you guys want to check out that episode, go give them a listen. They have a really, really interesting podcast. I kind of love it.
Mm-hmm.
Not kind of. I do love it. But
And we,
yeah,
were both on it. That just makes,
yeah,
it,
yeah, we were
so
both
cool
on it, which is kind of cool. Okay, should
Let's
I
do the spiel? Yeah, just get this over with, because now I have to pee. Kay. Who would have guessed?
Oh my god, look at you. You had to pee this week. Okay, so if you would like to find us on social media, you can find us on Instagram at Your Worst Nightmare TCP, and you can find us on Twitter at Nightmare TCP. Usually we're pretty good with answering DMs. If
We've
you
been
DM us
on
there.
It lately, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the longest that someone had to wait for a DM back from me was like a couple hours, which is pretty freaking good.
That's good.
And
us.
I've been checking the Twitter more, not occasionally, more frequently too. So, you know, we're getting pretty good with that. If you would like to send us a listener story, or if you would like to give us case suggestions, or just reach out and say hi, you can find us on Gmail. You can
find us on Gmail.
Email us. Yes, the social platform Gmail. You can email us at yourworstnightmaretcp@gmail.com. And if you would like to subscribe to our Patreon, if you would like to help us out in a financial way, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/yourworstnightmaretcp. Take a shot for every time I said Patreon. And yeah, you can become
also
a Mothman baddie. Oh,
yeah, become a Mothman baddie, because my birthday's in 2 weeks. You should do it as a birthday gift to Audrey.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Also, I did want to... Was that everything?
Yeah, that's okay, it. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
I just did want to mention that I have some merch set up, actually.
I was hoping you were going to mention that.
I haven't shown you all of it, but I will once we're done the call.
Oh my god, okay.
Hopefully in the next like week and a half, 2 weeks, I'm going to throw everything up on the Etsy shop. I'll tag links. I'll try and get it out as soon as I can.
I'm so excited.
I'm also excited. I made some fun stuff, so I'm hoping you guys like it. And I'm about to piss myself, so I'm gonna go.
Okay, thanks for listening. Thanks and for listening. I hope everybody say have a good pee, Audrey.
Have a good pee, Audrey. Also, pee, Audrey. Don't forget my birthday, March 3rd, 2022. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah,
guys, wish Audrey a happy birthday on her birthday right
God
now.
God damn it. I know.
On her birthday
just,
right
just
now.
Just remember, put it in your calendars right now.
Yeah.
All right. I love you guys. Good night. Bye.
Love you. Thanks for listening. Bye.